We're here today to kind of highlight a study that has been done by the University of Illinois Extension on the economic benefit that county fairs bring to the state, and also urge the governor to release. There's $1.4 million in funding that had passed the legislature and as part as FY18 budget, and that's being held up, and we'd like them to release that. So. As far as the economic impact, this study was done. The results were released a couple years back, 2014. They did a cross-section of county fairs throughout the state. And the end result, basically, is they found that county fairs generate $170 million into the Illinois economy every year and support 1,000 non-fair-related jobs. As far as to break down that $170 million, $9 million of that is spent within the actual fairgrounds, and then another 80% is in ancillary sales in local communities. So as far as within the fairgrounds, it's the gates, the event tickets, food, carnival passes, entertainment. The six other categories are on the outside of the fairgrounds, purchases of food, restaurants, diners, transportation, fuel, rental cars, convenience stores, retail, grocery, merchandising, hardware, lodging, hotels, campgrounds, commercial services, laundry, mechanics, healthcare. So when you look at the overall picture of it, this is a huge economic impact. And some people think of a fair up in the Chicago area. Cook County doesn't have a county fair. They're not familiar with it. But there are 103 county fairs total in the state. And people forget up north that Illinois is primarily an agricultural state. And it's important these fairs provide a great educational component to it, and it's that agricultural educational component that distinguishes a fair from a fest under state law. And since the beginning of the last century, the state of Illinois has recognized the importance of this and has provided a mechanism for funding through the Department of Agriculture to keep these fairs going.